More than a month since Trayvon Martin died, and the anger continues to grow. Yesterday, there were protests in multiple cities, including a massive rally in Sanford, Florida. That's where the 17-year-old high school student was shot by George Zimmerman, a self-appointed neighborhood watch captain.
We're here in support of Trayvon's family. We are looking for justice for a wrong that has been committed.
George Zimmerman has not been arrested, and he's now reportedly in hiding because of numerous threats to his life. The new Black Panther Party even put a bounty on his head. No one except Zimmerman now knows exactly what happened on that rainy night in February, but more details about the tragic shooting continue to trickle out. Zimmerman's legal advisor Craig Sauner spoke on NBC's Today Show.
The one fact we do know, and that I can disclose at this point, is that George Zimmerman suffered a broken nose, injuries to the back of his head, and signs of a scuffle being grass stained on the back of his shirt.
And Florida authorities corroborate Zimmerman's story. They tell the Orlando Sentinel that Trayvon Martin knocked George Zimmerman to the ground the night of February 26th, climbed on top of him, and slammed his head into the sidewalk several times, leaving Zimmerman bloody and battered. It was also revealed yesterday that Trayvon had been suspended from school for possession of an empty marijuana bag. But Trayvon's mother, Sabrina Fulton, says investigators are trying to destroy her son's reputation by leaking information to the media.
They've killed my son, and now they're trying to kill his reputation.
And Trayvon's father, Tracy Martin, expressed similar sentiments.
Trayvon is gone. He will not be returning to us. Even in death, they are still disrespecting my son. And I feel that that's a shame.
The court of public opinion has largely made its decision. Go to any forum or any newspaper comment board and you'll see post after post demanding that Zimmerman be arrested and charged. But Acting Chief of Police Darren Scott says the case is not quite that simple.
I know that each one of you and everyone out there watching would like to have a quick and positive resolution in this tragic event. However, I must say that we do have a system in place, a legal system. It may not be perfect, but it's the only one that we have. And I urge everyone to let the system take its course.
Joining us now is Michael Bender, reporter for Bloomberg News. And Michael's been down in Sanford, Florida, covering the case and the rallies. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, when you listen to Captain Darren Scott there, it sounds like he's urging everyone to stay calm. And I wonder, when you went to some of these rallies, and I assume you went to the massive one there yesterday in Sanford, what is the tenor of these events? Are they calm?
Well, that's right. The acting police chief wants patience, but there's little patience in the crowd yesterday, which we never got an official estimate, but it had to be 2,000 people. You know, these are people in marching and chanting. Who do we want? Zimmerman. When do we want him? Now. So not a lot of patience there.
What about the news as it begins to trickle out, as we begin to get more details that George Zimmerman had injuries to the back of his head, that Trayvon Martin was suspended for school for possessing an empty marijuana bag? How did the crowds respond to those details?
Well, you kind of have two different questions there. The details that are coming out about Trayvon Martin's history at school are largely ignored as irrelevant, and it's hard to kind of connect a drug related suspension in Miami has anything to do with him being shot in Sanford. Now, there are questions about, you know, I mean, the details about what happened that night. A month, as you said, I mean, it's been a month since this shooting happened, and only now are there details about, you know, George Zimmerman's side of the story really coming out. And so all of the open-ended questions that sort of the Trayvon Martin supporters have festered for weeks here.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're speaking with Michael Bender, reporter for Bloomberg News. You're pointing out the delay in getting these details out. Do you mean that it's possibly too little too late in terms of PR for the police department?
Well, We'll see about that. I mean, it certainly feels like there was a couple thousand folks here yesterday. The official estimate on Thursday was 10,000 people. I mean, we're talking about a town with a total a town the size of 55,000 people just in the town. There, a rally of 10,000 people here on Thursday. So it's hard to argue that the police station is winning the PR battle. But even with the facts. People are kind of shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, Trayvon may have pushed him, or there may have been a fight, but why wasn't the gun taken? Why wasn't any DNA evidence taken from George Zimmerman? You know, and they have a long list of questions that are still unanswered.
Well, I mean, the one of the worries of many officials down there, Michael Bender, mm-hmm. is that when they actually make a decision, when the investigation goes forward, if George Zimmerman is not arrested and charged, that there could be riots in Sanford. Do you think that's a realistic concern?
I think they have to be concerned about that for sure, and not just in Sanford. Unless they can turn that this PR battle and clearly show that not arresting him is the right decision. This is a town on edge for sure.
And that's going to be difficult to do when nobody was there to corroborate what happened except for George Zimmerman. I mean, that's the problem. George Zimmerman is in hiding right now, Michael?
Yeah, that's right. His friends and his attorney know where he is. He's staying out of view for he's had death threats. And there's a bounty out for him, too. The new Black Panther Party has put out a bounty, an award of $10,000 for anyone who can find George Zimmerman.
Yeah, and they've said they could even take that up to $1 million, possibly. Michael Bender is reporter for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
If you have comments about this story or this case, you can call us at 877-8MYTIC or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.